This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking about the five emotions of Christmas this week as we spend time with God together each day. You know, the only reason we can spend time with God is because of what Jesus did for us when he came into this world. There's a problem between us and God, and that problem can only be solved when we turn to Jesus in faith and trust that what he did when he died on the cross was done for us. He took what we deserved from God so that we could receive his beautiful relationship with God. When you accept his forgiveness and turn to God in faith, then God forgives you and brings you into his family, adopts you as his son or daughter, and your whole life changes. That's why we spend some time with God every day, because now we aren't just sort of believers in a set of truths. We are followers of God himself. We're in relationship with God. That's why we want to spend time with him. Time with someone means you listen to them and you talk to them. So we're going to listen to God a little bit, and I hope in your heart you're also talking to him and responding to the things that we look at. Five emotions of Christmas. Yesterday we looked at the emotion of anticipation that was there as people were waiting for the Messiah. And today, I want to take you to the story of the shepherds in the field in Luke chapter 2. Starting in verse 8, it says, "And in the same region," that is the same region where Jesus was born, "there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear." You can just imagine. An angel, a huge, powerful, flaming being from the presence of God appeared to them, and the glory of God himself shone around them. No wonder, filled with great fear, terrified. "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy,'" not fear, "'great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David," that is the town of Bethlehem, "a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Well, what emotions of Christmas do we see here? Number one, we see fear as these people are exposed to the presence of God and even the presence of God's angel. Fear, great fear. And certainly that will be our response when we stand before God one day. And yet, here's the message of Christmas, really the Christian message. Fear not. I bring you good news. Do you know when Christians talk about the gospel, that's just a translation of this term, good news. The angel brought them gospel of great joy for all the people because a Savior was being born to them that day. And this is the message to you and your heart today as well. The good news of Jesus and why he came into our world means that you can have a good relationship with God today, that there is peace for you in life, no matter what you're facing in life. The reality of God in your life changes everything. He is with you. He goes with you through the valley of the shadow of death, with you through the struggles of life. You're not alone. There is an encourager walking alongside of you, giving you strength to face whatever you face, if you know him. I'm John North.